Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Join us every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nice. Catch us streaming on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. You can also call in to just listen, make the mic nice, or get in on the discussion. Please, no vulgar or offensive language. Thank you. Would you like to be a guest host? Are you looking for exposure? A promo? Send your inquiry to lyricalforte@live.com.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Language. Thank you.
You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte. You're listening to Mike Nice, hosted by Lyrical Forte.
Yeah, that's right. I'm your host for Mike Nice, Lyrical Forte. And, man, you are locked in to Mike Nice, man. And, hey, I got a special treat for y'all tonight, man. I have rocking with me tonight a special co-host with me tonight, up-and-coming spoken word artist, Kenesha Wilson. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Nice to be back.
Oh, definitely. And I definitely appreciate you coming through and co-hosting with me tonight on Mike Nice. So tell people who are not familiar with you, tell them a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Kenesha Wilson. I go to Sacks High School. I'll be graduating next Thursday. You know, I've been writing since I was 9. You know, it's just been something that I've always did, something that I know how to do. And, you know, it's just something I just fell in love with and love enjoying.
That's what's up. And we definitely going to hear from you tonight, right? You definitely got to bless the mic tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool deal. So, I mean, how long have you actually been writing?
I've been writing since I was 9 years old.
And, I mean, what do you really like about writing?
What I like about it is I like telling the story. I like telling how I feel in poetry. And, you know, I've been through a lot and I've seen a lot, and the only way I can express how I feel is to write it down, to tell how I feel, to express myself.
So it's like a release for you as well, right? Would you say that?
Right, a big release.
Yeah, most definitely. And it has just become a passion of yours, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are there certain artists, whether spoken word, music, whatever the case may be, are there people that you look up to and aspire to kind of be in a way?
Right, I'm inspired by Maya Angelou. I love her writing. I love what she did and what she left behind. I'm very inspired by her writing and what she do.
Oh, definitely, most yeah. What's one of your favorite poems by her?
Hers. When I say I am a Christian.
Say that again.
When I say I am a Christian.
I'm sorry. See if you can speak up a little bit for me.
The one when I say I am a Christian.
Okay. Got you. Cool deal. Awesome. Well, again, Dave, thank you so much for coming through and blazing the mic with me tonight here on Mike Nice. And I know that you're going to definitely bring another light to Mike Nice as well. Tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 19. I'll be
20
this December.
Awesome. That's what's up. And I heard you say you're about to graduate, right?
Yes, I'm about to graduate finally.
Man, exciting, right? Exciting time, would you say?
Yes, it's exciting. You know, it was tough, it was hard, but you know, I got through it, and I can actually say I did it, and I will be graduating next week.
That's what's up. Definitely kudos to you. Do you have any plans now that you're about to graduate?
I'm gonna continue to write, most definitely, you know, and I'm gonna go to college for journalism and photography. You know, I'm just gonna go from there and see what comes next.
Awesome. Well, best wishes to you, and I know that you'll do great in whatever endeavor that you're gonna be doing. And, hey, if Mike Nice, if we can help you in any way, definitely let us know and don't hesitate to.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No problem. Now, I know you got some shout-outs. I know you got some people listening in to you tonight. Who you want to shout-out tonight?
I want to shout-out to my family first for supporting me through it all, getting me where I am today. You know, I want to shout-out to my siblings. Just everybody that's supporting this event tonight, I just want to shout out to everybody that know about it and help me with it.
Oh, most deaf. Do you have like a favorite teacher that has like kind of just helped you the most, like kind of just went the extra effort while you've been in school?
Yeah, I have a special teacher. Her name is Ingram. You know, she knows the potential that I have. You know, she helped me throughout this whole year. You know, she kind of, I wear glasses, and she told me one time if she caught me with that amount, she was going to write me up. But, you know, she helped me out a lot throughout this whole year. And, you know, when I saw her for the last time, she started crying. You know, it was my favorite teacher. You know, she knew what I could do, and she loved what I showed her every time all week.
Awesome. If you're just tuning in, man, we are live right here on Mike Nice with my special guest co-host, Miss Kenisha Wilson, up-and-coming writer, future journalist. So definitely be on the lookout for Miss Kenisha Wilson. And, hey, let everybody know how they can stay tuned and continue to connect with you as well.
Everyone can connect with me through Facebook. I have Instagram. My Facebook is Kenisha Wilson. They can connect with me through my email, which is kenisha.wilson@yahoo.com. Or they can just simply hit me up on my phone, which is 256-600-6499.
Awesome, awesome, man. I'm telling you, if you're just listening in, man, you definitely don't want to miss out on this young lady who's going to do some great things. I know you say you're looking at being a journalist. What kind of journalist do you aspire to be?
I'm inspired to do photo journalist. That's what I like to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with writing, you know, me liking to take pictures, I just feel like a picture without words is a powerful story. And, you know,
yes.
not many people will understand that. And for me to be my age, I mean, that's something big. Like, whoa, like someone the other day was like, whoa, that's deep. And, you know,
yeah.
I just believe that's true. A picture without words is a powerful story.
Yeah. Definitely. I know when you say photojournalism, I know, so you're one of those people that kind of, you look at a picture and it may be simple to someone else, but to you, it has like a lot of meaning in it.
Right, absolutely. That's absolutely correct. A lot of meaning to it.
Cool deal. Is there a photojournalist that you like, or a certain photographer or painter that you kind of look at?
It's so many. It is so many.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just like to look into different kinds and different things. Cause, you know, it's a lot of things, you know, dealing with taking pictures and the journalism that really interests me. So, you know, I just be looking into it. You know, if I like it, you know, I'll write it down and look into it later on.
Awesome. Well, you know, we definitely got to stay connected because I do a little photography and stuff like that too as well. And, you know, love pictures and that sort of thing, and just try to be an overall person. You know, nowadays it's so imperative that you know just more than one type of skill. You know, it's important that you just be just well-rounded and a plethora of things, you know, different talents and stuff. And
right.
Speaking of talents, you also sing, right?
I could do something.
So you don't really, you don't say much about that, huh?
Not much, because with that, I write music. You know, I'm not one that wants to sing it. You know, I'd rather give it to other people to sing it, and I just write it.
Yeah.
You know, I got a whole lot of sisters that do that. They do the singing part, and I just do the writing.
Yeah. Man, I wish I had that talent, though, because I, you know, when I go to different open mics and things like that, and I see like different people singing in their pieces and stuff, you know, I think that just enhances, you know, that can really enhance your piece, you know, with that skill of, you know, being able to sing a verse of a different song or something like that.
Right.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, definitely hold on to that gift. And you also want, if I'm not mistaken, you want the Senior Award for that as well, right?
Which one?
The Senior Award for choir.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I got my plaque for choir.
Awesome. Well,
and I'm excited to get that.
I know you are, because I'm sure that there are plenty of other people that you probably, you know, sing with and know that they probably could have, you know, deserved it too, but it was something about you that stood out, and I know that you are definitely deserving of it as well.
Absolutely.
What would you say, you know, to your graduation class, you know, something that could stick with them, because, you know, now as you go on to your different dreams and different realities and aspirations and achievements, there's going to be some challenges along the way. So, you know, right. what's something that you would probably say to your graduation class?
What I would say to class of 2017, I would say, well, first, we did it. And I would say all the things that, you know, we went through this year, to take it with them, you know, to keep doing this that they're doing, whether they are, you know, going to school to write, to sing, to be a doctor, whatever it is, continue to do it. You know, let nothing or nobody stop you from it. And, you know, it was some difficulty. It was hard. It was really hard. And, you know, I just encourage class 2017 to just keep the courage and just move on and keep doing what they're doing, because they're a great class, and I'm proud to be class of this wonderful class of 2017 from Sachs High School. Shout out to them.
Definitely, definitely. Well, hey, if you are tuning in, I'm one of your co-hosts for tonight, Lyrical Forte, with also up-and-coming artist Kenesha Wilson, who's also on the line with us as well. And, hey, stay tuned, because we have a great show for tonight. I'm going to pick Kenesha's brain and get some good stuff from her, because as you can already tell, if you're just listening in, man, this is definitely a mature young lady who has some great things in store for her in the future. And, you know, I'm glad to be able to have you. It's definitely an honor to have you on the show, because as you know, as today goes and, you know, years come, we can look back on this and say, hey, we had Kenesha Wilson here on Mike Night before the hype, before all that good stuff, and just so many blessings to you in the future.
Right, absolutely.
So, hey, y'all, stay tuned. If you're listening in on Facebook Live or Periscope, you can also call in. The call-in number is 646-668-8072, 646-668-8072. And, hey, we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
When I feel weak, you make me strong. And I always feel like you can't do me no wrong. So when I need your help, I just get down on my knees. And then I say the simple prayer, don't tell me please. I can't make it on my own, I need you always. So lead me and guide me until my dying days. I continue to put my trust in you, Lord, cause I wanna be on one accord, so I can get my reward. What a fellowship, what a joy divinely, and on the everlasting. What a blessing, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting. I'm leaning
on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning, I'm leaning, I'm leaning,
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
Unashamed of my Lord's help, cause I know that's why he had died for my sins. He gave his life on this earth so he could sympathize with all the pain I feel within. I'ma lean on you until your arms bend, but I know that you never tap in. I mean tap out, you could've backed out, but instead you chose to take the wounds in your ribs. I think about that when I just wanna quit, then I hear your voice say I got you again. I'm not worthy of such a good friend, or a savior that'll help me win. I was dirty like a pig in a pen, but you washed me with the blood that cleansed my whole heart like a brand new dish. They pick me up and gave me brand new wind. When I'm weak, you all my strength. When I'm low, you put me high on 10. I'm in the clouds, I don't need no rims. Your love is truth, that's no question. I can't see me going back in the world, chasing empty promises, bottles and girls. Don't understand, but I do now how I can sell it all for that one pearl.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
I ain't leaning on no scissor. All I gotta do is put my trust in you and read your wisdom. Pray, ask, and seek your face daily. Find me at the potter's house, that's where he molds and makes me to the man that I need to be. No ifs and buts or maybes. They might call me crazy, but I know you're the one who saved me from the man that I used to be. I used to act so crazy. Now I'm steady leaning on your everlasting arms.
I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms. I'm leaning on your everlasting arms, yeah.
Stop standing in the mirror, vision looking at me getting clearer. Times I don't like what I see, no. Don't stop working on me, even if I fall to my knees. That's what it takes me to see, Lord. But I made mistakes and I'm not ashamed. Cause your love for me remains the same.
God,
I see it every time that you mold me. Chastise and even when you scold me. But I need it.
That it may hurt right now.
I need it, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there will be no
hard to explain. This is by your grace. I can honestly say,
my God knows.
Know what's best for me.
Yep.
Birds in my eyes can see. So don't stop building me. Oh, cause I made mistakes, but I'm not ashamed. Cause your love for me remains the same. And I see it every time that you mold me, chastise, and even when you scold me. Oh, it may hurt right now. Further than eyes can see.
Welcome back to Mike Nice. I'm your co-host, Kenesha Wilson.
And I am your co-host, Lyrical Forte. And I think we have a call on the line, Kenesha, right?
Right, right.
Let's bring them on.
Okay, we have Arthur Petruna. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good.
What's going on, Arthur?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain.
That's right.
Now, I know you came through to make the mic nice, right?
You know I did.
Yes, I did.
You want her to call in on a different number. She's going to share tonight.
Okay, awesome.
Yes, so that would be great. So I guess I'll go first. I have something I journaled this week. It's my therapy, so I'm going to be very transparent with you.
Awesome.
It's a Mother's Day. And some other thing. It's like two different things. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready. If Kenesha ready.
I'm ready as well.
Well, I definitely couldn't bear to read this one right now, so I'm going to play it for you, which
okay.
it wasn't perfect or anything, but it's worth it.
Both of you. Isaiah, watching the movie Beaches made me think of you and my last 2 days with you, me holding you on your last night with us, you asking your sister and me to lay beside you. I was so excited because I knew it could be our last time. I just wanted to have one more time. Isaiah, we will never stop missing you. Life will never be the same without you. Today we were blessed to spend 6 years with you. Through the good and the bad, you always knew how to make me laugh and smile, even through your last days with us. My only son, sometimes it's still hard to believe you're really gone forever in the flesh. All the spirit that ever lives within us. My heart aches and the absence of you. Yet I feel blessed to be able to have any time that I was able to have with you. No one ever let me the way you were. You taught me a new level of real emotional love. 6 years have passed, and they say the pain won't last. Time cannot heal all wounds. This one is too deep. Not. And pain is what keeps me and keeps me sane. You wanted me happy to the point that you hid your pain. So I can't let you be. It's time for me to finally live, not just exist. You taught me that bliss does exist. And Mama, I thought of you too. I miss your laughs too. Ma, I remember the beauty of your youth. It was hard for me to see eating away at you. I could hardly see both of you. The 6-year-old son I birthed. And the mom. Not letting me weak or sweat. That's been my strength and my weakness. Because I'm hurting. They don't know how to be there for me. I thought they just didn't care about me. It's a lonely road, but you taught me to be bold. You didn't always know how to be there for me, but I'm so thankful for the times you were. It wasn't a blur. I'm thankful for the time that I was able to be there for you, times that others never knew. I'm thankful for the times you let me mother you too, when you didn't know what to do, and the times you tried to mother me. I'm thankful for anything you've ever done for me. I'm glad I got to tell you this while you were alive. Even in my first book, my hurt feelings, I shook. Even when we bumped heads and said some things we should have never said, we had a bond that many never knew and never can understand. The pain never stopped my love for you. I can still hear you telling me how proud you were of me, for the mother I was trying to be. I remember all the details, because you told me more than once, even though we didn't always agree. I remember what all you told me. To others, I have nothing to prove or lose. The truth is, I lost you before I lost you in the flesh, and I didn't know how to put your soul to rest. I must confess, it was a big mess. I was alone in my distress. I couldn't endure it on the level I just did with myself. All the attacks and misjudgment from family cut deep. I couldn't even speak, but your strength got me through. I learned that from you. Mama, I want a better life. My pain was so deep that I couldn't always see yours. I have so many memories, good and bad, but I choose to focus on the good. Although there are some things I never understood. Maybe like me, you misunderstood. I still have time to have the life that both of you never could, the life you felt I should. I want to say happy Mother's Day, Mama. I love you and Isaiah more than life, and now it's time for me to really finally live my life. It's time for me to live my life.
That was that deep.
Wow, that was very encouraging. I like it. So, Arthur, what made you write that?
Well, like I said, I was watching the movie Beaches, the 2017 one, and just in the midst of watching her lose her best friend, it triggered some memories of when I lost my son on the last 2 days that we had with him, and it just triggered some memories. So I wanted to write it just for like a therapy, just a release. And it was the day before Mother's Day. And so, you know, I thought of my mother as well because she passed in July. So this was my first Mother's Day without her. And then tomorrow's her birthday.
Right. I loved it. And I feel like you have to go through something to be able to write like that, to be able to put those words together the way that you did. That's very encouraging. And I love it.
Thank you. It was therapeutic. Easy to write or share. So I thought I would go ahead and, I know I heard a lot of noises going on. I don't know what was going on, but hopefully y'all could hear enough of it to get something from it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Do you upload your pieces sometimes?
I haven't uploaded it to anything because I haven't been like having it like it's not nice enough yet. I mean, don't get me wrong, I write good enough, but I haven't recorded it really good yet. I'm working on. I can be perfect, and I don't want to like waste a little bit of time and be like, oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get this done because I want it to be so perfect. So I'm just challenging myself to just do stuff, like just to get it out there, get it started, and then you can perfect it later, you know,
right.
So I can actually get something done and that's never be done because it's never going to be as perfect as I want it.
yeah, but you know what? I'm the same way. I'm the same exact way. Like, you know, like me personally, like when I first started and I thought that I had to like make sure that it was like tight, like, right, you know, before I felt like I had to get in a studio and it had to be studio quality, you know, spend all this money. And I had an opportunity to meet Coach Carter, the real Coach Carter. I know you probably have seen the movie with Samuel L. Jackson. And I had a great opportunity to meet him once, and he told me it was just so important that I get it recorded. And he was like, once you get it recorded, you know, that way you have something to give to people, because, you know, when you go to different shows and things, people are going to want to, you know, have something from you.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, you can always go back later and perfect it. And so it kind of changed my approach, you know, to that. But I'm still kind of the same way. I still want it to be perfected.
Right.
So I did.
Well, I do have a CD, like, where I had some songs, some poems and stuff from my first book. Like, it has some of those. I don't know if it's, like, maybe 12 or 13 of them on there. I do have a disc. I just never, like, duplicated it. And I kept losing it. But it was also downloaded on one of my laptops. Hopefully, the one that got broke. I think I have it. So I'm out the dig for it. I know I got another copy of the CD, or either it's downloaded on one of these laptops, so I could actually make some copies of it, because that was the plan, to actually make some copies and actually get them out there, like you said.
Right.
But I would like to get some of my new stuff out there, and I do want to buy some different things just for different ways you can record at home. Now, this little stuff, I just recorded it on my phone. Yeah, real quick. I just recorded it on my phone real quick so I could hear how it sounded and stuff like that. You know, but,
Definitely. And I enjoyed, I watched the video that you shared last week, and it really, that song really sounded good.
What song did I sing you?
It was like a commercial about the book for your son.
Oh, you talk about my book trailer. Oh, the song my son. It's like his autobiography.
Yes, it really sounded good. It did.
That great. That sounded like professional. And you know, those people did that. Is, I told you, a Songs of Love Foundation. And they help, they make songs for terminally ill children.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, they do a great job. In 3 days, they do it quickly because they know that this child might not have about a week left. So they try to get it out, child, when they're still alive. So they did that thing, like you put a rush order. It was like in 3 days they did it that professional. I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, wow. I didn't even know they were going to put all that in the song. It was just a questionnaire, and I answered the question. And then they put everything in the song. I was like, wow.
It was very professional.
I forget their names. I'll have to dig them out. They're on my CD that I have.
And it's also great because you'll always have that as well.
Yeah, I was so glad that I were able to send me an audio copy as well, because I kept wondering, like, oh, I might lose a CD. And then, you know, it was a blessing. It was a blessing that he could hear it too. And we got to, like, that day when we got it, he was able to go back to school that day. He was just going to go for, like, a last day because he hadn't been to school forever. It was, you know, close to the end of the year, and they were having a party, and he had been wanting to go back to school. So we went, and we had just took it out the mail, so we got to hear it at school with the students, and they was all excited and dancing, and, you know, and the teacher was like, oh. Yeah, the teacher was like, is this appropriate? Because, you know, it was rap. But I was like,
right.
Yeah, it's appropriate. Gospel rap, you know. And I didn't say anything. It was sweet.
It's kind of sad, though, that because it was rap music that they didn't think that it would be appropriate.
Yeah, I wouldn't bring something inappropriate for the kids.
Right.
Kindergarten, you know, like,
right.
Even if they were in high school or something, I wouldn't be trying to play that. Nothing inappropriate, but.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. And you said your daughter would be calling in later, correct?
She didn't know if you wanted her to call in or if she could go right now while on mine's or.
That's fine.
Okay. So here she goes. I hear somebody screaming in the background. Are y'all gonna be able to hear?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear clear now?
I don't hear anybody in the background now.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. Sierra.
Hello, my name is Sierra.
Hey, Sierra, how are you?
I'm good, you?
Doing pretty good. Welcome to Mike Nice.
Thank you.
We've heard some really good things about you last week, so it's really a treat to have you on the show. And I know you have a great, great mother that you have to follow, so.
Absolutely.
Hey, make the mic nice.
Okay, I'll be reading two poems. One of them I wrote that day. When I was 12, so I'm going to have the first one. I haven't had a title yet.
Okay.
Your love is adoring. Your love is always pouring. You have a heart of love that's amazingly above. Your beautiful smiles I see for miles. No one can compare to you. I only have one mother, and that's you. Through all the heartache, you still show love to us. We love you more than you know. A mother's love is never ending. You will always be in our heart, even if we feel departed. Love don't have to die, neither will the time. You make we are deeply in your heart and soul. You are bold and don't let yourself fold. You are strong even when things go wrong. You are loved just like a dove. You are my heart from the start.
Wow. Awesome. Was that the end?
Yeah, that was the end of that
one. I'm sorry. Awesome. Oh, you have one more for us?
Yeah, I do. This one's called Mom Does the Best She Can. I wrote this when I was 12. Mom takes care of me the best she can. She always puts me in God's hands. We have long talks and short walks. She buys me clothes and takes me to church. She buys me gifts even though it's not my birthday. So what can I say? She prays over me every day. Cars and board games we also play. We even jump rope, which is kind of dope. We make jokes. We watch movies together, even when she's feeling under the weather. She lets me know God loves me. She loves me and my daddy does too, which helps me when I've been feeling kind of blue.
Awesome.
That was great.
I love it. Thank you so much, yes, for coming through, because we definitely would love to have not only your mom, but you come through as well every week and make the mic nice.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And thank you to Arthur Petrina.
Yes, Oh, thank you, God. Anytime.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
And again, that was Arthur Petrina and her daughter, Sierra, coming through and blazing the mic. Did you enjoy those pieces, Kanisha?
Yes, I loved it. They both was great. They both was, it was awesome. I loved it. The piece was good. Everything.
Cool, dear.
Next
cool,
on the
dear.
Line, we have Black Men Rock by Locke.
Yeah, we're actually gonna play a song by Locke, and it's called Black Men Rock. So make sure y'all check this piece out. And afterwards, we're going to have a treat of our very own from our co-host, Kanisha Wilson. So stay tuned. If you're locked in on Mike Nights, we thank you for listening in and hope that you come in every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com/Mike Nights. Or you can also listen in on Facebook Live and Periscope. Just look up Lyrical Forte. So stay tuned.
Yeah. 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 What's America without the black labor? Some of people's faith without the burnt grass savior. The migrators resulting in other races through adaptation, adjusting the climates that God gave us. You see us in them pyramids, many colorful images, founders of the faith at the root of what a religion is. Coming out of slavery, overcoming horrificness, having us a fam over where Columbia's district is. The black mind designed the first boats. I wouldn't be surprised if Noah had some old notes. The pyramids of Giza preceded a foreign touch. They shot the nose off the Sphinx because it resembled us. You see the obelisk all over the metropolis. The resurrection of the goddesses with the phalluses. People always tap into black spiritual symbols, but never give the credit to who was so influential. Shout out to brothers running programs in the inner city and the guidance counselors counseling to the inner gritty parents and the teachers really trying to reach them and give them a better diet to what the media feed them. Motivational speakers who believe in the empowerment, elevating your mental by overcoming your challenges. Anything is possible, visualize it, believe it, conceive it, and you'll achieve it, accomplish it, and repeat it. Ourselves the only way to move, trying to get a handle on life so every day is smooth. So we never settle, we fight as we create the rules. Know that we can make it despite what you can say or do. Controlling the beast through intelligence, spiritual development. The body's a temple, your soul dwell in it. Haters in the negative, critics become irrelevant. They don't overstand me, I work with a different regiment. I am the first color that was ever made. Part of one human family that got a lot of shades. Part of one culture extended to an ancient day. Part of one people's determined to always make a way. It's undeniable the power that's inside of you. Gotta tap into a deep zone like a rider do. Nothing comes easily, handle it like a fighter do. And let books by Michael Teller inspire you. Our actions on our own thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. Our goal should be to connect and listen to a higher self and allow it to guide us.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Kenesha Wilson, your co-host, and I am going to spit a piece for you. People told me I wouldn't graduate, so constantly I felt the hate. You ready?
I'm ready when you're ready.
All right. Again, I'm Kenesha Wilson, your co-host, and I am going to spit a piece for you. People told me I wouldn't graduate, so constantly I felt the hate, the need to be more, the need to do more. I do this for my granddad who is watching me. I do this for the youth that's looking up to me. I will go to college and collect my degree. I will go places only my eyes will see. Growing up, people only thought less of me, because they only saw the stress and not the best in me. My graduation day is big to me, because I can say, Mama, I did it, although they envied me. I was going to go deep, but I got this flow. Want the world to know, when I get my diploma, who I do it for. Kenesha, I'm Kenesha Wilson, and that's who I'm going to be. They told me I will fail, but I got to see. It's my time. I seek my destiny.
Now. Now. You blazing the mic tonight.
Absolutely. And I just wrote that yesterday.
Oh, you wrote that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Wow, wow. Hey, keep doing your thing. I know you got another one for us, right, too?
Absolutely.
Hey, well, hey, keep blazing the mic.
All right, here we go. Focus on you. Follow your dreams. This life is what you make it. Live life, embrace it. People see you doing good, no doubt they gon' hate it. And your dreams, you gotta chase it. Conquer your fears, even if it brings tears. Follow your dreams, this life is what you make it. Live, laugh, love, embrace it. We live in a world of sin where black people get killed and we get judged by the color of our skin. When is my life gonna begin? When is my life gonna start? God above all men can give light to the dark. We are young women giving a voice to the unspoken. This is our world. You are chosen.
Oh, man. Snap, snap, snap. Man, you bringing in fire on here tonight.
Absolutely.
What are some things, before we bring another call on the line, what are some things that inspire you to write?
What inspires me to write is, let me put it like this. What inspires me to write is things that go on in the world and, you know, things that happen, you know, just different things inspire me to write. Like the one I wrote first, that what inspired me to write that was, you know, like always, just sitting in my room and, you know, I just come up with something and, you know, I just rush it. I just got to write it down. I got to get it down. Then I make it into something big. But,
yeah,
you know, like I said, I've been writing since I was 9. And, you know, it's just something that I don't know, that's something I know how to do. I mean, if I can't do nothing else, that right there, writing poetry, that's something I know how to do. That's something that I know I'll forever be good at.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm just excited to see what you come to be in and what you really grow into, because I'm telling you, those are some really great words.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, I am your co-host, Lyrical Forte, with my other co-host, Miss Kenesha Wilson. If you're just tuning in, we still have about 30 minutes left in the show. So, hey, if you want to make the mic nice, you definitely can do so. And we actually have another call on the line, Miss Serum of Truth. We have her on the line. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. Hello.
Hi.
I am so, you know, I love the kids. And, honey, I know I'm not calling you a kid, but you're still in high school. I really love how many poets are actually coming out of the young class right now. It's several female, to be honest. There are, like, some serious beasts around here.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. They're trying to take our job, LaQuinn. They're trying to take our job.
I'm telling you. And, hey, we just getting started ourselves, and here they
right,
come.
Right, right. And it's very encouraging to have touched them in some way to let them know that it's something you can do with you, you know.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And what I'm really impressed by, Serum, is their willingness to do so, to be up front and speak out and really use their voice.
Right. This is not the time to be quiet.
Right.
Not no more.
Right.
Right.
Very proud of you, dear. Very proud of you.
Thank
congratulations,
you.
Honey. Get that diploma and show them how to get it.
Absolutely. Yes. You already know. Thank you so much.
I have one piece I'm going to do tonight.
Now, before
okay.
you make the mic nice, you gotta give us a follow-up of how Friday went.
Right. Well, it was awesome. It was a great crowd, a great venue, nice setup. The comedians were off the chain. And I tell you, it's really something trying to stand on a stage and you're following comedians or they're ahead of you and you have to be just as strong and just as good as they are. It's really something. But I held my own. You know that.
Hey,
it was
of
awesome.
Course. No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely. Awesome. I think I'm going to end up going to this Apache Cafe in Atlanta. Everybody
yes.
keeps saying this is where you need to go. This is where you need to go.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to show up.
Well, hey, let me know when you go. Definitely let me know when you go.
I'm shooting for the last Sunday, the fourth Sunday in July is what I'm shooting for, since I'll be headlining the Laugh-A-Thon event at the beginning of July, and then I have my birthday. I'm going to end my summer, you know, at Apache Cafe. I'm just going to rock the mic.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know
here.
You know, when I first got started in doing spoken word, I heard so many great things about Apache, and I heard how intimidating it can be. And they were like, oh, man, if you go, you got to make sure you bring a good crowd of support, you know, because they, you know, they'll boo you and all that. And so the first time I went to Apache Cafe, I was just going to, you know, see how the environment was, the venue was, and To make a long story short, it just made me want to get up there even more, because it was like, man, some of the people that got up there, like, you know, I love and I respect anybody that gets in front of the mic, but it just made me want to get up there even more to, you know, to showcase my talent. So I know when you go, you will blaze the mic.
Right, and it felt good to hear it from somebody. Ice Cream was the comedian, and he used to open up for Earthquake. I'm sure you know who Earthquake is. And to have him say, hey, you need to hit the Apache, you best believe Liz is trying to hit the Apache.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, we look forward to seeing you blaze the mic at Apache as well.
Right. You never know who will be watching. You never know what opportunity comes from it. It might not make you a dime, Lyrical Forte. It might not make you a dime, but you never know who is actually watching and what that will bring after that.
Hey, future investment. A future investment. That's how I look at it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, make the mic nice.
Right. You're familiar with this piece because I did it for the show last Black History Month. And since everybody was, you know, jumping in on the blackness, I figure I would, too. And today we had the AARP Senior Citizens Program where they give away the scholarships to Black graduating students. And I was the speaker for today. And when I tell you they didn't give out not one scholarship, you want to know why, though?
Why?
The children did not want to write the one paragraph essay of why they should get the money. They did not think that they could actually get it. They thought it was just for white kids. I was so disappointed that they didn't have not one recipient this year. They give out two scholarships, these ladies. And they're retired teachers, and you know a lot of them, Miss Allen and
right.
And they raised funds, and nobody turned it in. And I was like, I got all kinds of kids telling me that they need funds for books and they need, you know, how are they going to eat? I mean, it might not have been a whole lot of money, LaQuinn. It was $300, but my thing is that buys a lot of ramen noodles for somebody in freshman college. You understand?
Yes.
And I was like, it's just one paragraph and nobody participated. I was like, what?
Wow. I know. I wish I could have. I would have had that available for me when I was in school, you know.
Right, and they just missed an opportunity. So I figured this piece would tie in with all the extra blackness we had on Mike Nice tonight.
Got you.
It's entitled Blackbird. Why Blackbird? Why won't the other birds let you fly? Is it the darkness of your feathers or the protagonistic twinkle in your eye? Why? Why do you have to be careful how you take off or how you arrive? The life that's given is one where we all can peacefully survive, but as a blackbird, you run and choose a disguise because these blackbird genes are hard to hide and utterly despise. Why? Why, blackbird? Why can they cancel you out with a blink of an eye? Is it your move, your strength, your lasting ability to get by? Is it your route, your destination, your path for flying high? The blackbird is the dreamer in the wind, and many try to fly in the air pockets of life, even though all the other birds selfishly deny. Why? Why ask why when you know the truth and refuse to be what you are? Refuse the greatness as one of God's creations and refuse to fly among the stars. Refuse to admit that you are a blackbird and much more. Refuse to be what you were destined to be, and it seems okay to come up short. Mass self-imprisonment is why the blackbird flock is sore. Fighting a battle within self and the other birds just negate and ignore. The blackbird should be caged, not free to soar. Blackbird is proclaimed a cannibalistic vulture and dangerous through and through, down to the core. The blackbird's wings have been clipped. Now you don't know what your purpose is or what you're for. The blackbird can heal, but you must first open the cage door. Remember, the opposing bird call has a specific outcome in store. Why? Why, blackbird? Why do you choose to stay grounded and never make a break for it and take to the sky? Is it because it's easier to stay in conformity and help keep up the lie? Is it because you're safe in a sanctuary they built for the blackbirds only and you're used to being nourished by the bird feeder they supply? Is it the fear of heights or falling to your death because you don't forget how to fly? Is it the irrefutable truth about blackbirds where the other birds were the only one to decide? When will you realize your potential, blackbird, and give it a real try? Don't just spiral down and let the stereotype on blackbirds prove what it is set to imply. Be free, blackbird. Set your eye on the majestic blue sky. When you continue to hear the whispering song, I tell you, just fly on by whatever you do in this life. And no matter what stays in your way, I say fly. Blackbird, fly.
That's my piece for tonight.
Snap.
Yes, that was beautiful. Thank
I
you.
Always love that piece. Do you have that piece recorded?
It is supposed to be on the next CD. I know. Look, I didn't do it justice without Loretta singing my little hook.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I think that would be a great piece to do a video to. Because, like, that visual, like, while you were just, you know, spitting and, you know, the different images in that I think that would be very powerful and definitely needed in this time.
All right, yeah, Lil Forte. I hear that. You the one with the camera. I'll come up with the little rest of it.
Hey, let's do it.
Free time
let's
and do something.
Let's do it.
It's
like,
awesome.
I really like that. And you know, like I said, it's so needed. A lot of people need to hear that. You know, like you said, no one had the courage to write a paragraph because they just knew that it would be given to someone else.
Right.
You know.
Where is the oomph in yourself? I need to know what is the oomph.
Man, yeah, we definitely need to be able to encourage our youth more, and you know, just
just be a blessing and sow a seed in them to know that, you know, they can do anything.
Right, right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because,
and that's
saying
that they've developed that thought process over time.
Right.
It's hard to, you know, really believe you can actually do something with it. I have kids tell me all the time, I write poetry, but it's nothing I can do with it. I'm actually making pretty decent money pushing my little poetry, honey. Thunder and lightning. I push it everywhere. But it took me a while to figure out that it was a real thing, that you could actually do something with it. They need to be encouraged. I'm going to tour the schools again soon, honey. I'm going to have to get back out there and try and reach and teach or something.
Definitely. Well, keep doing your thing, because I know you're great at uplifting and being a vessel in the community to uplift these youth and motivate them to be more than they think they can be.
Absolutely, and we should have more participation from the people that's in our age. You got to think about it. The ones that are coming up now, those are the ones that's going to be handling everything when we're old and can't handle these things real anymore. Do you really want to depend on what we have right now?
Yeah.
Right. You might want to get out there. You know, it might not be your child, but, I mean, you could, you know, help that child out, lead them in the right way. They might be a little lost. They might just need somebody to say something.
Right.
Thank y'all for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming through and always blazing the mic and just, you know, just being supportive of you know, what other people are doing. Because, you know, sometimes some people get so caught up in what they're doing that they don't realize it's enough out here for everybody, you know.
Everybody can eat.
So thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
And keep up the good work, dear, and if I don't get a chance to get with you before you graduate, kudos, honey, and show them how to get out there and handle business.
Most definitely. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Night, y'all.
And that was the Serum of Truth coming through and laying it down and definitely speaking life into Kenesha. Man, I am kind. It's kind of bittersweet because, you know, we only have like 20 minutes left in the show, and like I have really, really enjoyed you being my co-host tonight.
And I have enjoyed doing it. I love it.
And we definitely gotta get you back on.
Most definitely.
But, hey, we have another call on the line. We're going to keep things going. If you're listening in to Mike Nights, we have Miss Kenesha Wilson co-hosting tonight and has done a awesome, awesome job. And you still have about 20 minutes left in the show to come through as well and make the Mike Nights. All you have to do is call in. That call-in number is 646-668-8072 and press the 1. And you will be in the host queue. We have another call online, a great, great friend of mine, Mr. Jamie Winborn. Welcome to Mike Nights.
How you doing, Mr. Lyrical Forte, Mrs. Wilson?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, man. I'm really enjoying the show thus far, man. Y'all are really talented young artists, man. They really encourage me to inspire others as I go along my day the rest of the day, man. This show is really awesome, man. Really great idea y'all got going on, man. I'm really supportive of it already, sir.
We definitely appreciate you coming through and definitely, you know, coming through and supporting, and I know you're going to come through and blaze the mic, right?
As always, man. I came up with my own name called the Poetic Florator, and since y'all on blackness and time to awaken black consciousness, I want to go on with a title entitled A Chosen Color.
Okay.
Okay.
No one knows what tomorrow may bring. Some may hope to sing. The song may make them cry or even make them wonder why. Why is this world so cruel? And why must one race rule over another race that is considered to be fools? Why must the ones who know who do not care to show words of kindness, but instead they would rather leave us in a world of blindness? Some people hate that we have been degraded for generations, but they were too afraid to make a movement to make us a part of a better generation. I was told as a child that if someone wanted to hide something from a black person, it's just simply put it inside of a book, because other races think that we're too sensitive to look for the truth of what we have created. but now we're losing day by day. What's going on is all that we can say. We've had many chances to be somebody, y'all, when other races try to hold us back. Knowledge itself is one of many things that we lack to help us get back on the right track to move forward and to never look back.
Wow. Wow. Awesome.
I appreciate it, y'all, man. We have seen y'all to young people, man, and trying to make a, like you said, like the same truth, man, which I also work alongside and with Derek Forte on stage this past year. It's a blessing being around talented people like y'all and encouraging the black community, man, because like you were saying about the scholarship a while ago, man, we got to encourage our young youth, because when we all getting older, right, of course, man, who's going to carry us on? Who's going to carry on the word? Because there's so much knowledge about black awareness that should be taught to each school, which has not been taught to each colleges and schools thus far. And it's sad, but to, in order not to repeat history, we got to make our history better than what it was, starting today, right, not tomorrow, because no one is promised to live tomorrow. That's why I thought no one knows what tomorrow may bring. God is not, yeah, promised no one is worried that we're going to live tomorrow, man. So we got to start making movements today, tonight, whether it be through a phone call, a text, get on Facebook, and spread the word about Mike Nice, because this is going to be a show that I know that God has touched already, man. And I'm really proud of you, Trey and Miss Wilson, for pushing this co-host, man. Y'all do an awesome job, man.
Man, we definitely appreciate you too, and I know that man, you're on the verge of doing some great things as well, and just appreciate you, you know, just being supportive of other people and being inclusive, and you know, having people a part of what you do.
No problem, man. Of course, I got some coming up June 3rd down here in Gadsden, Alabama, but Central Carver Revitalization Committee is about trying to get the back community back involved, man. June 3rd. It's the first time Mrs. Harris is over the community, and the event, of course, every first Saturday, but it's the first time she opened the spoken word. So anybody who may be listening to the spoken word artists are welcome to come down on June 3rd, start at 1 PM to 6 PM down in gas, man. It's free admission. It's gonna be a lot of stuff for the kids and church to come be involved. So if y'all make y'all time available, y'all more than welcome down to Charlotte to be involved in the way y'all possibly can, man. I really appreciate it, Mrs. Wilson and Mr. Lurker Forte, man, for your time, sir.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Anytime, man.
Man, we have definitely had some great callers. Would you say tonight?
Yes, some great callers have came through tonight.
And, you know, again, man, we got to have you back on here because, like, it's just like doing your thing, like... Again, it's exciting to see what you become after this journey of, you know, high school and now going on to,
right,
even more great things. It's exciting because you're so mature for your, you know, your age, and we need,
right,
more young people like you. And it's funny that I say that because I'm not that old myself, but you know, it's definitely great to have people like you. Who's holding our future?
Right, absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have one more caller on the line before we go to the next caller. I just want to let everybody know as well that I will be participating in the Ultimate Woman Conference this weekend. The Jewels Ministry presents the Ultimate Woman, and the conference will be Friday and Saturday. So it'll kick off this Friday, May the 19th at 7 p.m. and will continue on Saturday, May the 20th at 11 with a meet and greet, followed by a keynote speaker and lunch at 12 noon. And I'll be there Saturday at noon. I'm doing a piece for the Ultimate Woman. And shout out to conference host Pastor Teresa Smith for the invite. And just doing great things to uplift our women in our community. So definitely if you're not doing anything or you're looking for something to do, come and check out the Ultimate Woman Conference this weekend, kicking off Friday and continuing on Saturday. We're going to keep things going, though. We have another caller on the line with the last four digits of 8586. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Kanisha's cousin. This is Sean.
Awesome.
Gale. You guys,
hey,
are doing
girl.
Great, Sean. Hi, baby. How are you? Sorry.
I'm good.
You guys are doing great.
Thank you so much, and I know you're very proud. I'm sorry.
Yes, I am. Okay, if you guys don't mind, I would like to share a piece that I wrote yesterday, and it's similar to what Tanisha had.
Okay. Hey, make the mic nice.
Okay, I'm a little nervous dealing with some allergies, but I'm going to attempt, okay?
Okay.
It's called Follow Your Dream. Follow your passion and your dream. As a poet, I strive to make dead dreams come alive. For years, I sat quietly in deprivation, allowing hesitation to bring forth manifestation of these words I put together as I write these poems. Then I suddenly realized, more than I attest, that nothing or no one can stop me if I persevere and do my best. I now have the courage and the attitude, there's nothing that I can't do, conquer, or achieve. As long as I study, research, and read, I will become a force to be reckoned with, writing infinite poetry, capturing the thoughts and the minds of my audience, sharing some of my personal life experiences, ensuring that other people, they're not alone. Everyone has skeletons, but some people tuck them away because they feel talking about them is irrelevant. I'm here to tell you, speaking out is evidence that things will get better and dreams do come true.
I love it.
Well, thank you, and I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much. And I'm sorry, what was your name again, cousin?
My name is Dennis, but I go on Facebook by the name of Sean Gale because my mother and I have the same name.
Okay. Okay.
And I write under J. Poet.
Awesome. Awesome. So the do you have a fan page or anything like that where people can connect with you also?
Well, actually, I'm setting all of that up now, and then I will be on BeLive TV as well.
Okay, okay. Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to Mike Nice, and we hope to definitely have you here on Mike Nice often as well. We're here every Tuesday.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much, and I would love to come.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, we definitely look forward to it. And thank you so much for coming through and supporting Kanisha and coming through as well and just making the mic nice.
Yes, I'm trying to get her in Atlanta.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you live in Atlanta as well?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, yes, that would be great. That would be great for her.
Yes, she's going to come soon.
Cool deal. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on, speaking, you know, saying my piece. And also thank you guys for allowing me to speak to my cousin. I'm so excited for her.
Yes, yes, definitely,
you,
definitely.
Cousin.
You're welcome. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay.
Awesome. Oh, man, doesn't that make you feel good when you have family supporting you?
Right, a great feeling
in
that.
Yes, yes. I know you got to be excited about going to Atlanta, right?
Right.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You have another piece for us as well, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, well, hey, go on ahead and wrap us up with one of your pieces.
Okay, and before I go to this piece, I just want to say to all the mothers that even though times get rough, times like that don't last always. I mean, I understand that it gets hard taking care of kids and dealing with different types of stuff, but I just want to say it will get better and it can get better. No matter what nobody say, you raise your kids to where you know how, continue to be a good mother, and don't let nobody stop you knowing it is what you want to do, or stop you from doing it is what your kids want to do, the life they live. Okay, here we go. A mother's love is unconditional. A mother stays up late night and cries, still no one wipes her eyes. Still she keeps a smile even though she's been struggling a while. The struggle don't last and so don't the tears. Not the mask that falls off, not even mama's fears. Mama went through heartache just to make sure I ate, to make sure I had clothes on my back and I had a good day. Kids laughed at my mom because she was a strong woman. Women get mistreated in the world, someone's mother, sister, or daddy's little girl.
And I wrote that 2 days ago.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Awesome. How did you start writing that piece? What helps you to kind of like get started? Because, like, you know, sometimes, you know, once you get going, it's easy, you know, easier to write a piece once you know how the beginning starts.
Right. Well, since Mother's Day was the other day, you know, I was just thinking about the stuff that my mother does for me. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out for her and Sharon Parker. You know, she helped me through a lot. She's been there for me a lot, helped me get through a whole lot of situations. You know, it was tough times that, you know, I wanted to stop writing. You know, I said to myself, writing this poetry stuff, this is not for me. I do not want to do this. But, you know, it's in me. So every time that I would stop writing, you know, I would always get pulled back to doing it. And, you know, it's just something that's in me. You know, I have something to say. And, you know, I just want someone to know this is what I love. And I want to give a big shout out to my family. So just to everybody that has supported me, that has pushed me to where I am now, and just for getting me here. You know, like I said earlier in the show, I graduate next week. And I just want to say I'm real thankful for that, and I'm real happy about it. You know, it was people that said that I wouldn't graduate, that I wouldn't do this, I wouldn't do that. And, you know, I just want to say to those people, I did it, you know, and it was hard. It was hard in the beginning, but, you know, I made it. And I will be graduating next week, May 25th.
Awesome. Well, hey, definitely shout out to Mama, Miss Sharon Parker. She's actually on Facebook Live now, so she's definitely tuned in and definitely supporting you. So thank you,
Absolutely.
Mama. Thank you, family, for just, you know, just supporting her and, you know, just being there. And I know as more challenges come and as you begin your journey into adulthood, that they'll be there for you even then as well.
Right.
Thank you so much, Kanisha, for just for your willingness to you know, be here on Mike Nice, and we definitely want to support you in any way we can. So definitely, again, we want to have you back and look forward to some really great things to come from you.
Absolutely, and thank you as well. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Again, it has definitely been fun with you, and leave the people with something that that can definitely stay on their mind for not only today, but the rest of this week to help them get through.
Right.
Do you have a quote or something that you can leave them with?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, this is my senior quote, and this quote has got me throughout my whole senior year. And that quote is, "The climbing may get hard, but the view is always great."
Wow. Repeat that one more time.
The climbing may get hard, but the view is always great.
Oh, man. And with that, we'll see you on the radio. And remember that he's always pulling you through.
Absolutely, most definitely.
I've gone through, Lord, it was you. I've gone through, Lord, it was you. Yeah, it was you. Oh, it was you pulling me through. Yes, it was you, Lord, it was you pulling me through. Oh,
I have gone through.
I'm not ashamed to say
you are all there. I have gone through more than what you.
Everybody knows that God did it for them. Just say it was you, Father. Heaven and say it was you, Father.
Nobody.